got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah, you got to roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. We're here at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night, and we thank you for joining us. Brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, Volkswagen, and Sheehy Funeral Home. And who else? I got to tell you, folks, my eyes are leaving me. I'm going blind. And I used to say there was an old wives' tale about, you know, you do it till you need glasses, but I got to have cataract surgery next week. So I'm a little out of it, but I'm here, right? Showing up is 90% of the battle. Brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney, our old friend Carolyn. Okay, and we're here. Lizzie's, another great night. A lot of stuff going on this week. It's February, middle of February, but St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. Everything's happening. Everything is coming on this month, next month. And we're happy to ride the wave through Chicago, the St. Patty's Day festivities, with all our Irish friends, and particularly our Irish first responders. This show is dedicated to our Irish first responders, our police, firefighters, and paramedics, because we feel they are the modern-day equivalent to our modern-day Irish mythological warriors. Tonight we got one of the greats, Pat Quinn. Pat Quinn is with us, Chicago firefighter. He's the son of Lips. And the late Mrs. Lips.
Oh, man, she's rolling over her grave right now. You call her Mrs. Lips.
This is Cajetan's folklore, folks. He's also known as Vern.
Oh, yeah.
So, Pat, welcome to the show, buddy.
Nice to be back, Willie. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you back. Now, I heard there's big news. You're running for as the PR guy for the Firefighters Union Local 2?
That is correct. I think the last time I was on my show, I announced that I was running for public relations there for Local 2. Mm-hmm. And we are in the midst of the election right now. The ballots were mailed out just the other day here, and they are counted on March 13th, you know, right before.
Oh, the same season as this, you know.
Tis the season. So, you know, if we get a victory, then there'll be one hell of a party there on the 17th, I imagine, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for the warning. Yeah, yeah. Now, is this your first shot at that position?
Cause it's my first shot in the position. I did run 3 years ago for the 2nd District BA. I lost by 16 votes.
Oh, wow.
I was new to the district up there. I just crossed over, and they sent me to Truck 58, which is on the north side.
Yeah.
And I was a south sider.
Sure.
And that kind of maybe hurt me just a wee bit there.
Yeah.
And then, moved on. This is a citywide office, so I've been hitting every firehouse citywide.
Good for you. I noticed all the stuff you've been posting on Facebook and everything.
Yes.
All the heroic activities of the Chicago firefighters and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot. And the reason I got into it was we need to start branding what we do out there in the streets. I truly think that the public needs to start learning what we do out there.
Yes.
It is, I think people have a general idea, but I don't think people really know what we go through on a daily basis.
A fireman got shot a couple of weeks ago.
It was, yes, over 124, yeah.
That's nuts.
Putting out a car fire and got caught up in a gang crossfire. Thankfully, it just went through his leg.
Oh, wow.
He was all right, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
But that's one thing, you know, we go out and we already have an inherent danger.
Yeah.
The last thing we're thinking about is that we're going to get shot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a pretty upsetting thing. It's not the first time it's happened. I can tell you I was at 71st and Jeffrey with five people shot, and they started shooting again, and I remember us all diving underneath the engine.
No kidding.
Hiding behind the ambulances. And funny enough that they came down, and we knew we had five people shot. We had gotten them in the ambulance. Okay, they started shooting again. Well, when things kind of calmed down, We took a left down Cornell there. We're looking, and there's about 20 people laying on the ground.
Holy cow.
And the chief is like, oh man, what am I going to do here? I got 20 people shot now. I mean, there were a lot of shots. We didn't think so. We didn't know that the police told everybody to get on the ground or you're going to get shot.
Oh, yeah.
So that was once they got order of everybody, and then we thought, thank God it wasn't 20 people shot. That would have been a little bit of craziness there. But, it happens too often, and, hopefully – hopefully that's the last time we have to face something like that.
You know, I was introduced to you by the great Pat Fitzmaurice.
Did you see him on the news last night?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's back at it. Him and Pam.
Pam
Zachman.
Oh, really? What was he beefing about now?
Well, we have a little bit of issue with Emil's response times still.
Oh.
And a couple of weeks ago, we had a crew go on a run, and the dispatcher came back and said, well, we don't have any ambulance available.
Oh.
And that was broadcasted over the air, which I don't see what the issue is. I mean, if you don't have an ambulance, you don't have an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's, you know, us being on the engine or the trucks, it's probably good to know that you don't have an ambulance coming, you know, but or readily available at the moment. But, yeah, that was broadcasted over the air, and it led to the commissioner sending an email or a message to the OEMC.
Who's the commissioner?
Rich Ford.
Okay, I don't know him.
Yeah, so.
I know that Pat Fitzmaurice, his big cause was bulletproof vests for the
It was. He wears a bulletproof vest.
And tell you, from the way you're talking, it sounds like they need them.
Yeah, and I used to wear one when I was on the ambulance, and when I crossed over to the engine, I didn't wear it, you know. I just, I don't know, I got away from it, but. Maybe time to dust it off and put it back on. And, you know.
Now, you come from, your dad was a firefighter for a long time.
My dad was 34 years. He spent on Engine 88 over there in the Chicago Lawn neighborhood.
And was he Patrick as well?
Yeah, unfortunately. So funny story about that is when we got on the job, I was in the academy, so it was the first time we were getting our paychecks. And so the instructors are looking at the paychecks there, and they get the quan, and like, why is a candidate making more than me? So, he refuses to put senior on him.
Yeah.
I refuse to put junior. So, needless
good
to say,
you.
They sent his check to the academy and my check to his firehouse.
That's funny.
So, I ran right to the bank and cashed that thing.
I bet you did. Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing good. We just got to him. Just got back. We took him to Florida. You know, Dad was a striker.
He was the Brotherhood of the Barrel.
So, we're down in Florida at the compound there for the big party, the 40th anniversary.
You?
Yeah.
Is Mike Miller down there? Do you know the chief?
Yeah.
He's been to Ireland with us a couple of times.
It was the biggest turnout they had down there. So
Where is it? In Fort Myers?
Fort Myers, yeah.
Okay. I got to remember that. That's a great town.
Yeah.
Oh, so all the firemen are in one spot, huh?
So there's
good to know.
There's like a 50, I think it was like a 50 unit building there.
Yeah.
And I think 27 of the units are owned by firemen.
No kidding.
So, yeah. So they had a good crowd. We had I think it was 264 people down there for the party this year.
When was the party?
February 14th.
Oh, that's just last week.
Yeah. So there was a lot of broken hearts in Chicago February 14th, 1980, because the husbands were on the, husbands were on the strike line. So.
Oh, that's what it was, 1980.
Yep, 5:15 in the morning they went out on strike on Valentine's.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And how long was the strike?
23 days.
Wow.
Yeah, they would go back to work. It would be settled March 8th.
Yeah, see, so. I was living in New York City then. But I remember the stories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Brotherhood of the Barrel.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's still a lot of bad blood about it, right?
I think a lot of it's died down now. I know they wouldn't even allow guys to eat. They wouldn't, if you came out during a strike, you wouldn't be able to eat at the table with the guys.
No kidding.
They had two, you know, it was a nasty thing. And I think now the majority, everybody's pretty much retired. I mean,
sure.
That was 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
God, yeah, it was 40 years. That's when my kids were born.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now what made you, you're a gregarious guy and you have a lot of opinions. That's why you said, I'm going to try and make this union a better thing for all the firefighters.
Yeah, and I've been involved in the union in various ways in my time here with the CFD. And, I've got my master's degree and just a little bit of education behind me. So
what's the master's degree in?
Public Safety and Homeland Security Administration.
Oh, good for you.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I always, Dad always said, he goes, I don't care what you do in life, but you're going to school.
Good for him.
I never thought I'd sit here and say that I had a master's degree, but I went back and, straight A's and, in grad school, so
good for you.
Who'd have thought that,
Yeah, yeah.
But.
And so what house are you working out of?
Engine 126 in South Shore.
Okay. So. But it's like you work full-time now because you're hustling the PR gig and everything. And
yeah, so I do my day at the firehouse, and then every day off I'm down at the Union Hall. So right now.
Where's the Union Hall?
440 West 43rd, so we're in Canaryville there.
Oh, that's a good hood.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Who's the union guy?
Right now, our union president is Jim Tracy.
Okay.
He's running for re-election.
Oh, he's up for election as well?
Yeah, the whole executive board's up for re-election. Ironically, nobody would run against, you know, right now I work in contract enforcement under Mike Buckus. We had Mike here. Nobody would run against him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
He's locked up for another 3 years. And
locked up. Now, wasn't there some controversy recently about a test?
There was. There was a big controversy. So
tell us about that.
The city gave a lieutenant's test and a battalion chief's test. We did the written back in December, and then the oral was done in January here.
Yeah.
Well, the first day of the oral now, and I was in the first day of the first group, so they had broken up people up into sections. They have 1,600 people they had to get through.
Wow.
So they would break you up into groups of 400. And then 400 would go in the morning, 400 in the afternoon.
Well, wait, this is an oral exam?
Yeah, so it's an
oral. 400 people taking it?
There's 1,600 total that will be taking it. So you do it all in front of a computer.
Oh.
And it's all recorded in a computer. So,
okay.
There was a little bit of an issue, and we had gotten there. The computers had gone down. They were having, you know, I was moved once, you know, from one computer to the other. Some people were moved up to 5 times.
Okay.
And, then people were there. They would sequester us in the rooms.
Yeah.
So once you were done with the test, you had to go back to a room. I was there for 9 hours.
Oh, my God.
For a 30-minute test.
Wow. So that's because you wouldn't tell people what's on the test? Is that
Yeah, they were trying to
what
keep
is
the...
What is this, high school?
Yeah, it was, you know, like Buckus said, he goes, why would anybody leave day one to tell the guys day two? I mean, you're only hurting yourself if you tell them what's on the test.
Yeah.
Ironically, most of it was the same material the second day.
Yeah.
But they had so many issues the second day that they ended up, Jim Tracy and Mike Buckus and Jim McDonald, one of our BAs, went down there and they shut it down. They said, they went into the room, asked a few questions and said, that's it. We got to you got to shut this down. He got on the horn with the commissioner. Commissioner wasn't even there. He goes, well, that's nice. I guess he said he was coming from lunch, or one of the deputy commissioners was coming from lunch.
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's nice you're eating lunch while these other guys are cooped up in a room for
sure.
You know, 8 hours trying to waiting to take a 30-minute test. So, we're on the news. It caused us a little bit of a picket there down at 35th Street. But in fairness, it really wasn't a fire department's problem. It was more of a human resources problem from City Hall. And they're the ones who hire this testing company. And
it was like some dopey company.
CP.
They screwed up big.
CPS,
was probably a big contract.
They pay $1 million to administer the test.
Holy
so,
cow, they completely screwed
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, so
wow.
We'll see what happens. They're now that the Chiefs, it ended up canceling the Chiefs orals, and then they're going to redo their orals in March here, next Saturday, I believe. And hopefully they get it right this time and we can move
what
on.
What happens to the lieutenants?
Well, they rescheduled the test tentatively for the week of Catholic school spring break.
Oh, man.
So we got guys that, you know, their kids are off of school now, and they're going. Yeah, so it's turned out to be quite the mess.
Yeah. That's why they need a new PR director, for crying out loud.
Well, we got to get that news out there. We got to brand what we do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
You know what? Now, I'll talk to you about this off the air later, but, you know, one of our sponsors is McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Absolutely.
Right? And they are committed to our mission of honoring Irish first responders.
Absolutely.
And they came to me with an idea, which I think is a pretty good one. Now, we have a lot of cops on the show and firefighters as well, but we'd like to have more firefighters. And McCann said, well, don't all the firehouses they cook their own food, right?
We do, yeah.
And they got to have breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And can we give them some oatmeal?
So I tell you, the last time I came, I remember you gave me a couple of things of McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Yeah,
and what did I do? I brought them to the firehouse.
Did they like it?
So, absolutely they did. Yeah.
Well.
It didn't last very long in the firehouse.
We're going to get you some more, okay? And obviously we're going to want to get some PR
out of it, absolutely.
But we could get it in the Irish American News and
I know my lieutenant would be very happy. Jimmy Donnelly loves his oatmeal in the morning. And
Is any relation to Tom Donnelly? Oh, no, it's Tom Donnelly.
No.
He's retired.
This is Donnelly's his last
okay.
name. So
yeah.
He's a big oatmeal guy in the morning. Because we only have two meals at the firehouse. When we pay our money in the morning, it's for lunch and dinner.
Oh,
so
really?
Usually breakfast is either leftovers from the day before, or like I said, Jimmy likes his banana and his oatmeal in the morning. So
we're going to get you some oatmeal. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, this will work out great because even the McCanns would love to do it, and they
absolutely.
Got plenty of it. And they want to show the world that they want to help firefighters and everything. So I think it's a great
absolutely.
Idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when do you get the results on this election?
March 13th. So I heard they're going to have a couple Carmel guys come in, and so the results may not be done until, you know, it may take them a while.
He's a wise guy on top of it. Where did you go?
I'm a Rice guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so... So you'll know by St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we should have, you know, provided that. I heard the math classes are getting better at Carmel, and, we'll get some of the honor
students.
That's
like a running joke at my house whenever I have to. And I say, yeah, my Carmel math is slipping me. Are you going to, are you all set for the parade, Southside Parade?
Absolutely. Who couldn't be?
You're a Beverly guy.
I grew up in St. Cajetan, so this will be my 37th year at the parade.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm only 37, so.
Oh, you probably went when you were a baby.
Yeah, I grew up right off of Kennedy Park. The parade has always been a big time for us.
It is.
It's bigger than Christmas.
Did
for
you
us.
Go to the fundraiser Saturday night?
I did not make the fundraiser Saturday night, though.
Well, they had a good crowd. It was fun. I don't know if I'll be there on parade day, which is the 15th, March 15th.
March 15th, yep. Yeah,
Sunday, March 15th. I'm sure you'll see Skinny out there.
Oh, yeah. Skinny usually has a party there, you know. It's...
Well, he used to have one of the best parties, but you know what's funny? That party, I can tell the story now, his brother was the sheriff.
That's right.
And you would go, and they'd have, you know, Skinny's backyard and the garage and the basement.
Oh, yeah.
And you got anything to eat here, and you'd go in the back, and they'd have all the bologna sandwiches from the jail. That was the food. The bologna sandwiches that they give the prisoners somehow made its way to Skinny's garage.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
The eat by today or die bologna, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know if he sold his house. Or I don't know if he sold it, but he moved.
He moved?
He moved. His daughter is getting married, and Nora, and they bought a 2-flat, and so Skinny and Mary Beth are going to be upstairs or downstairs.
Oh, my God. He's going to do that to his kids?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't think of anything worse. But he'll be on the show March 11th, folks, if you want to hear more of what's going on in Skinny's world. All right, so any firefighters out there, vote for Pat Kwan.
That's right.
Is there a ticket? Is there a party?
I'm supporting. So for president, I'm supporting Jim Tracy. For Secretary Treasurer, I'm supporting Mark Egan. I'm supporting Bill Murphy up in the 2nd District.
Okay.
Marty Doherty, in the 5th District. So it's not so much a slate. I just supporting some of the fellows here. And
I noticed all those names are Irish.
They're all Irish, absolutely.
That's good.
You better believe it.
Well, you know what? There's a history. The Irish have been the backbone of the Chicago Fire Department for at least 100 years.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. That's what it was. When the Irish came over, nobody wanted to be a police and fire.
Yeah.
You know, it was a horrible job. So the only ones they could find to take the job were the Irish. And that's where a lot of the influence came. And, that's where you developed the pipes and drums. And really, it was...
The Emerald Society, they're big friends of ours.
And the reason for that is, you know, it was obviously the bagpipes are a Scottish thing there. But the Ilan pipes there are Irish. But they just weren't loud enough. So that's why they went with the bagpipes there.
Yeah.
And that's tradition. I mean, we still at my firehouse, we have corned beef... and then cabbage on every
Patrick's Day.
Every Saturday we
that's
work.
That's like well, now you're going to have every breakfast is going to have McCann's Irish oatmeal.
That's right.
Well, good luck in the election. I hope you come back.
Absolutely. If you have us back, absolutely.
Absolutely come back.
This is my three-peat. This is the third time.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh,
aren't people
good.
Sick of listening to me yet or what?
You're welcome anytime. And also, send some other... you've sent us some great... We had the Hayes brothers on. They were terrific. The Haran brothers.
Tommy's one of my good friends.
They were dynamite.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Have some great stories.
Absolutely. You got to censor those guys, though.
Oh, no, they were great. They had a great story when they all went to Boston together.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was funny as hell. But we want more firefighters
absolutely.
On the show.
Absolutely. We can do that for you.
Keep sending them to us.
Absolutely.
Mr. PR Director.
Yeah, hopefully we get in there and,
We wish you the best.
Thank you.
And be safe, as always, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And don't forget, vote for Pat Kwan for the, what's the title of the position?
Director of Public Relations.
Director of Public Relations. He's a great mouthpiece. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
God bless you,
buddy.
A
face for radio, for sure.
That's right. Well, you won't get, I took a picture. You'll see it. All right. Thanks,
Pat.
Thanks, Lily. Takes a million. Stay safe out there. All right, we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for, well, for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
The following is a paid-for political announcement.
Hi, my name is Regina Ann Meskel, and I'm running for judge in the 3rd Sub-Circuit. I'm a career prosecutor, and I'm the only career public servant in my race. I'm also the only candidate who is rated highly qualified by the Chicago Bar Association. I am also the only candidate who is rated highly qualified by the Illinois State Bar Association. I live in Christ the King with my husband, Peter, and our 4 children. Experience matters. I have over 100 jury trials under my belt. That includes 87 felony jury trials. I specialize in prosecuting murder cases and any case with a deceased victim. My father's people are from Clare and from County Mayo, and I believe in working hard for you. I am not connected to any politician. I simply am getting the word out to the streets because I believe that the people should be the ones that pick the judges. When you think of voting, I'm the only Regina on the ballot. Think of me, and this ad is paid for by Friends of Regina Meskel.
The preceding has been a paid-for political announcement.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have 2 outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell him you were sent by your old pal Hooley. Thanks.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-5555. 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. Hey, everybody, don't forget, vote for Pat Kwan, you firefighters and paramedics out there, because he's a terrific guy and a great Irishman, and he will do you no wrong. Hey, you know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great Irish saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. And he says to me, hey, holy, who died? Tom Walsh, age 90, beloved husband of Margaret, also known as Mickey Walsh. He was the loving father of Kathleen, Patricia, Thomas, Margaret, Peggy, and Terrence. He was the uncle to many nieces and nephews, a friend to many, retired lieutenant for the Chicago Police Department, a soloist for the Chicago Police Department and the St. Thomas More Choir, a member of St. Michael Church, proud member of the Orland Park Law Enforcement Association. God rest his soul, Tom Walsh. And, of course, he was waked at Sheehy's, where all the right people go. Also, Noreen McGovern, age 85, beloved wife of the late Terrence McGovern, Terry McGovern, devoted mother of Terrence P., Timothy, Noreen, Patricia, Michael, and Thomas McGovern. She was the adored aunt of many nieces and nephews as well. Say a prayer for Noreen McGovern, also waked at Sheehy's, where all the right people go. And while I'm speaking of that, today, or actually tomorrow, is our old friend PJOD's 94th birthday. God bless him. And he's our obit scout every week and very kindly searches the, well, he probably knows most of these people anyway. But he gives me the obits every week. Most of them are people from Ireland. But he always keeps an eye out for those Sheehy obits as well. So, PJ, happy birthday to you and our best wishes to your lovely wife, Mary, and many, many, many more. Okay, now we have two very special guests on the show tonight to join us. We have the Mulliganeers. We got Pat Byrne and Bob Sheehy, two old friends. And thanks so much for joining us, guys. You have a big party coming up. Tell me all about it.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for allowing us to come in your program, and it's great to see you as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got our party coming up March 7th. It's going to be at the Operating Engineers Hall in Country.
It's a Saturday night.
Saturday night. It starts with Mass at 5:45, celebrated
That's
by...
That's a great angle because you get your Sunday taken care of.
Absolutely. You
can go sleep nuts at the party if you want to, yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be celebrated by Father Tom Hurley.
Oh, sure.
And,
well, he's the Grand Marshal of the Southside Parade.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you got connections. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But, good for you.
We're looking forward to it. We're hoping the weather will hold up for us because we got a big crowd coming out this year.
Now, tell me how the Mulliganeers got started. Just some guys who like to play golf together. And
well, that was part of it, yes. Yeah. But I had a personal tragedy when I was a young man, 25 years ago, 26 years ago now, my wife, Mary McGivern Byrne, passed away with our fifth child in labor.
Oh, wow, I didn't know
and
that.
And left me with, she had a very tragedy happen to her. I had a splenic aneurysm during labor. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
did the baby survive?
The baby did survive.
Oh, wow.
And thanks for bringing that up, Mike, because usually 95% of the babies, infants, do not survive.
Yeah.
So Mary survived, Mary Bridget, and with the help of family and friends and complete strangers, really, Bob Sheehy being one of them that was very involved. Bob and I have been friends for over 50 years.
Yeah.
But anyway, so once, you know, I kind of started to get back on my feet, I talked to Bob, and we just had such a huge outpouring of support. Bob and I and two other friends of ours, Mike Zindrick, who lived in the parish that we were raising our children in, and Randy Ramsey.
Which parish was that?
We were in St. Isaac's out in Hinsdale.
Okay. Yeah. St. Isaac Jogues, yeah.
St. Isaac Jogues, right. And Randy Ramsey, the four
of
us were
talking. Randy, the great DePaul basketball star.
DePaul basketball player, correct.
Yeah.
So the four of us got together, and we had heard, we'd hear of families and people that need help and really don't have a network of support like I experienced.
Yeah.
So this was our way of paying back, if you will.
Isn't Pete Brown also involved?
And then yes, and what happened was we would then, you know, we started with a golf outing.
Yeah.
And then you know, from the golf outing, then the first recipient was a good friend of Mike Zindrick's daughter.
Yeah.
A friend of Mike's died. His daughter Madison was a first recipient, and then I think Mercy Home. We gave some money to Mercy Home.
Yeah.
For boys and girls. And then, you know, we had a St. Pat's party after that, and then Pete, who I knew from, you know, high school, and Quincy, he mentioned about his daughter Mary
Kathleen,
yeah. Right, and so she had a cancer, and then she was one of the recipients, and then Pete's joined the board, and he's been on the board ever since.
He's a great guy.
He's an amazing supporter. He's very generous.
Right.
Guy.
Yeah.
But then that first year also of the St. Pat's party, one of the, Patty's son, Kieran.
Kieran Conway.
You know, Kieran Conway, the singer, years ago?
Yeah.
This is his nephew, his brother Patty's son. They were in an accident over in England, a terrible accident. Uh-huh. Kieran was hospitalized for many months, and then when he came back home, the same thing. He had a lot of rehab and therapy they had to go through, and so they were one of the recipients, and Patty's been with us so for the past 25 years also.
And now I was reading somewhere you guys have given over $6 million.
Right.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. It's, well, I'll tell you what's more incredible, Mike, is the fact that it's been over $6 million. We've helped over 411 families.
Wow.
And 90 cents of every dollar that we raise goes directly to these families.
Yeah.
So it's all because of the volunteers. It's all because who are our board of directors.
Yeah. There's only like five of you, right? Or six of you?
No, it's expanded. I mean, Greg Griffin. We helped the Griffin family one time.
Okay.
Mike passed away. He was married to Tony Burns' sister, Georgina. They lost. Mike died of a heart attack, and Greg has been on the board ever since as well. So some of these families we helped along the way have then subsequently joined the board and been with us since then. So
they're giving back.
Yeah, and now we're recruiting, working with and recruiting a lot of younger
members. A new generation of Mulliganeers.
Right.
Yeah.
Lot of them have come over from the Young Irish Fellowship Club. Done their term there, then they have to move on, and we've recruited some of them, wonderful young men and women. Tom Gannon, you probably know the Gannon family, Denny Gannon's nephew, and
Denny, the labor leader.
Yes, this is his nephew. These kids have come on. Pat's three children have been very involved. Mike Zindrick's son. So we're building a base of young people, which we had to do because, as you can see, we're getting older and we can't keep doing this forever.
I didn't see that.
Thank you, Mike.
It's a good thing we're not on TV.
Yeah. Wasn't one of the Bradys, Tom Brady, is it the kid Michael who was at St. Jude's?
Yes.
You guys helped him as well, because I remember meeting his mother at the thing. And
yes.
A great
yes.
family yes. from River Forest.
Yeah, they came through Pete Brown, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think they had 400 people at our event. Them alone, that one family.
Wow.
So
yeah.
They were
they're great people.
Great
yeah, they are.
Well, she was a Murray from
correct.
St. Luke's. So they got a ton of Murrays.
So it's a wide variety of people we've helped over the years. And it's, again, we try to just, we hear about families.
Yeah.
There's a vetting process, so you have to go through, we want to make sure that through an application.
You want to make sure they're legit.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that not only our sponsors, but the people that are buying the tickets and paying for the raffle prizes and so on and so forth, that money is being spent wisely and given away to these families that really need it. So, and it's just been a tremendous success. I mean, far more than we ever anticipated when we had our very first golf outing.
Yeah.
And now we've run four events a year.
Oh, do you? What
we
are
have,
they?
We have the Frosty Walk, so we have four young girls from Mount Greenwood, the Frost Girls. They started a Frosty Walk in honor of their mother who died of cancer.
Okay.
And then they decided to join our board. The Mulliganers became a recipient of their fundraising needs.
Ah. Okay.
And then we asked them, and they then joined our board.
Oh, okay.
And I'll bet you over the 10, 11 years that they've been working with us, they've probably contributed well over $150,000.
Yeah. And then there's also a softball tournament that they have out in Scottsdale Park.
Oh, cool.
And it's Presbyterian Dico, the two families that run this, and they now are raising about $20,000 a year, and just from a softball tournament. So we're getting a lot of these events that are handled outside of the Mulliganeers, but they're donating the money to us.
That's
which really
great.
Is an addition that makes it easier for us to raise more money.
And you do the St. Patrick's Day party.
We have the St. Pat's party, the golf outing in the fall, and then we have the Sox night.
We got a White Sox night?
We've been partners with the White Sox since 2005.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, 15 years. Yeah. Christine O'Reilly has been great. Tony Colosimo, invited us in, we gave a presentation, told them what it was all about, and they've been partners with us ever since. So, we have those four events. Some people can make, some or all, which is great.
Yeah.
But again, 90 cents, better than 90 cents of every dollar is going to these families. So
Saturday night, March 7th at Local 150 out in Countryside.
Correct.
On Joliet Road is the big party.
That's it.
It starts with Mass at 5:45. That's
a quick mess, only a half hour.
we cover all the bases, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. And then how much is the ticket?
For anybody under 30 years of age, the ticket is $50.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Okay,
that's
anybody older than that is $100.
Okay.
And with that, you get your meal, you get a dinner, booze, beer and wine.
Wow.
We have entertainment, and we have the raffles and a fund of need. And live silent auction. So it's It's a fun-filled event.
We have Maggie Speaks as the headliner.
Oh, they're terrific.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And Dave Calzaretta's been he's one of the headliners for Maggie Speaks, and he insists on playing at our singing. So yeah. He's been a real supporter. And also, this year we have Randall Hall from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. Dave got to meet him, and he's coming to sing a few songs also.
Oh, that's terrific.
It'll be an interesting evening.
Yeah.
You look, I bet you sound good singing Sweet Home Alabama.
I've sung it.
With a brogue.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, I'm 71. Could I get in on that under 50 ticket thing?
Maybe we should have an older.
What's the senior discount?
Right, yeah, the senior discount. And then the other entertainer, Kieran Conway, as you know, has been sick for quite a while. But Kieran has done very, very well, recovered.
Oh,
and he's going to come out and sing a couple of songs for us as well. So Kieran was our mainliner for
was he?
Yeah, 10 or 15 years, right?
Yeah, to start off.
So he's going to be back, and it should be a great night. So,
well, let's get out there, folks. We're see everybody there. You know, we have Joe Ahern on the show a lot. Do you guys know him? He runs the 100 Club, and we have a commitment to our Irish first responders. And I said to Joe one night, why do you do this? And he said, this is the reason you guys are doing it. I want to go to heaven.
That's right.
And I can tell you guys are going.
Well, thank you
for
Mike.
Doing this.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
you're
you.
Going to heaven. God bless you both.
Well, thank you. Well, there's there's a lot of people out there that, face a lot of adversity in their lives. And we just want to be the, a voice or a pat on the back to let them know that we care about them. And there's people out there that care and want to help them. And that's what we provide.
Good for you.
Pat had mentioned about the 90 cents of every dollar going to the family. The other beautiful thing is that the families often attend the events.
Sure.
So that the people that are there,
they
get to see the families. And we have a short video, about a 6-7
minute
video.
Oh, I've seen that video. Yeah, it's terrific.
So, there's a lot of tears flowing when they see that video. And we're all fortunate that our families are healthy. And when, we see these families going through that, you really want to help and be a part of it.
It's nice to spread the blessings around. God bless you both. And if you can't be there March 7th, remember the Mulliganeers. Write them a check. Send them something. Is it Mulliganeers?
Mulliganeers.org.
.org, okay. And come back and tell us how you did. We'll plug the golf outing later in the year.
That sounds great, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Help,
God
Mike.
Bless
you
both. Appreciate Good luck
you.
With
Thanks.
The event.
Thanks.
Take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Hey, very special announcement I forgot about. Pat Byrne, who's with us tonight, has some very special news while we were sitting here having a drink before the show. What happened?
We had my daughter Caroline and her husband Britt Lewis welcomed their second child and their first son, Charles Britton Lewis III, to the family. So he was just born at, what is it, 6?
Yeah.
It was like 6 o'clock
about
this evening.
About 20 minutes ago.
On February the 26th.
Yeah.
So it'll be a special night in more ways than one.
His birthday is today and PJ's is tomorrow.
And there 94. You go.
Yeah.
Yeah, 94.
Well, congratulations. That's terrific.
Thank you, Mike.
And God bless you and your family. And see what this show does, man. Okay. Also, we want to thank Bob Sheehy for being a longtime sponsor, over 11 years on the radio. So thanks, Bob.
Great show, Mike. Thank you for all you're doing. Say happy birthday to PJ for me, too.
I will indeed. Yeah. He wanted me to say, I forgot about this. He used to bring, when he was working for the sheriff, he would bring the papers by the funeral home.
Yes, he would.
He goes, when I had a car, they gave PJ a car. He worked for Mike Sheehy, and his job was Irish-American community liaison.
And he was wonderful at it.
And he would drive around and deliver the Irish-American news.
It was always nice when he came in.
Oh, he's the best. Yes, he so is. There you go, PJ. There's your shout-out. Okay. Hey,
thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you.
Hey, you know, if you are looking for news, or particularly Irish-American news, the Irish-American News have been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like really good news, mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, then check out the Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Skinny and I, we're getting the band back together. We're going back to Ireland July 7th to the 17th, and this is going to be a whoop-dee-doo. So we want you to join us. So 5 nights in Galway, 2 nights in Killarney, 2 nights in Dublin. We're staying at the Ardalan Hotel in Galway for 5 nights. So there's no, and then they're taking day trips to the Cliffs of Moher and Ashford Castle and all the other cool stuff. It's just going to be a trip you will never, ever, ever forget. And Skinny and I are having an information party on Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, at Cork and Kerry Pub. At 2 o'clock, you know the Cork and Kerry, 10614 Southwestern. Speaking of which, that same day, March 22nd, my TV show, Our Irish Pub, is going to debut on WTTW, Channel 11, at 1:30. So come by Cork and Kerry that Sunday, about 1:30. Watch the show. It's filmed live at Cork and Kerry. And then stick around to talk with me and Skinny, and we'll have a PowerPoint on the trip to Ireland, and you can meet some of the other people going. You'll have a blast, and it'll be St. Patrick's Day will be over then. Also want to remind everybody, you know, Jim Mullen, retired Chicago police officer who was shot in the line of duty and paralyzed, he went into business and started Mullen's Applesauce. It's just terrific. It's thick and chunky. Check it out. Pick it up at Jewel or wherever you shop. Mullen's Applesauce. You'll be helping out a great guy. Also, the Emerald Society of Illinois having their big St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration Saturday, March 14th. I'll be there. The Emerald Society in their department uniform, they get a reduced entry if they march in the parade. It's a local 399 operating engineers hall, 2260 South Grove Street. They have full corned beef and cabbage dinner, along with beverages,
yes,
and the Wild Colonial Boys Celtic Band, and we'll be playing some of their music later in the show. So I hope to see you all there. It's going to be a great crowd. The Emerald Society of Illinois, the Irish American Police Association, it's a terrific group, and our thanks to Tom Cody and Jeff Lang for everything they do for our show. Also, Southside Parade is Sunday, March 15th, so you don't want to miss that. And on Saturday, March 14th, please join us at the Emerald Society dinner or party. That's all day that day. And now we're going to go to some music, and we're going to this was recommended by Jeff Lang. He's sitting there with his beagle, Bailey the Beagle. And this is called Hair of the Dog by the Wild Colonial Boys. We'll be right back.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. And we're back. Hey, that was the Wild Colonial Boys with Hair of the Dog, and they'll probably be playing that for us at the Emerald Society St. Patrick's Day party over at Local 399 on Sunday, March 14th, 2260 South Grove Street. It's a great deal. I think it's like $30. You know, the food and drink are included. You don't have to be a cop to go. You can bring your family. It's just going to be a great Irish family day, and I'll be there with bells on and really looking forward to it. My old pal, Jeff Lang, will be there. And all my pals from the Emerald Society, I'd like to mention they've made me their 2020 Irishman of the Year. And so I owe them big time. So you're going to hear me plugging them from now until ad nauseum. But God bless the Emerald Society of Chicago. Okay, now what else do I have to plug? Oh, hope to see everybody on March 22nd. Don't forget about that. Big trip to Ireland. Tune in to WTTW at 1:30 and 10:30 on Sunday, March 22nd to watch Our Irish Pub. And then I want to take you right now to one of my favorite spots, a little place I like to call Hooley Town.
Deep in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yaki Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bones and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Son? Can I get you two?
This is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what? His teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as Hooley Town.
Hooley Town.
Welcome to Hooley Town. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooley Town.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hooley Town. There's going to be a lot of people hanging out in Hooley Town on Sunday, March 15th, for the Southside Irish Parade. And I hope to see some of you down there. You know, I love Hooley Town, because anything goes in Hooley Town. And Billy asked me, what, no, who cares this week? And you know what? I just didn't care. Just didn't care about all those phony celebrities and the royalty and all those other idiots. But I do have a couple of little bon mots. Billy, please prepare the rimshot machine. Okay. One Sunday morning, the pastor noticed that little Alex was standing in the foyer of the church staring up at a large plaque. It was covered with names and small American flags mounted on either side of it. The six-year-old had been staring at the plaque for some time. So the pastor walked up, stood beside the little boy, and said, "Good morning, Alex." "Good morning, Pastor," he replied, still focused on the plaque. "Pastor, what is this?" The pastor replied, "Well, son, it's a memorial to all the young men and women who died in the service." Soberly, they just stood together staring at the large plaque, all the names. Finally, little Alec's voice, barely audible and trembling with fear, asked, "Which service was it, the 8 o'clock or the 10:30? Okay. And they were killed, see, at the service. Okay, so now, here's another one. A guy tells his buddy, "Hey, you know, I don't know what to get my wife for her birthday. She has everything. And besides, she can afford to buy anything she wants, so I'm stumped." His buddy said, "Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you make up a certificate that says she can have 2 hours of great sex any way she wants it? She'll probably be thrilled." So the first fellow said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to do that." So he went out and he got this elaborate certificate made. And the next day his buddy asked, "Hey, how did she take the suggestion? How did it turn out?" "She loved it. She jumped, thanked me, kissed me on the mouth, and then ran out the door yelling, 'I'll see you in 2 hours.'" Okay, thanks everybody. We're leaving Hooley Town. Fasten your seat belts. Thanks everybody. We'll be back next week, March 4th. And there we go. And you'll be hearing more and more and more stuff as we get into St. Patrick's Day. Hey, get over there to the Mulligan Ears thing. It's just a terrific thing. And don't forget, that's also the same night as the Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade Film Festival. They're showing a great film, Odd Man Out. Hope to see you there, too. All right, thanks, everybody. God bless you, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Well, I look down the road and I wondered just to see how far I was from God. And I buckled up my shoes and then I started walking.